Today's daf is daf Nun Ches. Let's take it the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the new Mishnah there. The Gemara is going through a lot of technical details about how to measure the tchum. A lot of it doesn't mean much to us because we don't really actually measure the tchum, but these are important halachas. So the Mishnah begins, Ein moda din ela bechevel shel chamishim ama. A person can only use a rope of 50 amos, which means when you're measuring the 2,000 amos, you need to use 50, a rope of 50, and then from that point another 50, and then another 50. You have to use increments of 50 amos. Lo pachos lo yoser, not longer than 50 amos, nor less than 50 amos. We'll see why that is the case in the Gemara. Mishnah then says further, "Velo yimdot ela keneged libo." A person also should only measure from his chest, from his chest area, not below, not higher, because as Rashi points out here in the Mishnah, "Lo yimdot ela keneged libo." Kavalo chachamim makom lasum kenegdo rosh hachaval. They said you have to use a certain area, a specific area, which is the chest. Shelo yitain zek keneged savaro, zek keneged raglav. One guy uses, from the neck high, one uses from his feet. V'achaval miskatzer u'v'atchumim mispatin. So if I'm using my chest, and the guy on the other end is using his legs, so then it's going to be shorter. The guy's using his neck, it's going to be higher. We want it to be even and parallel. Therefore, they chose a spot. Why they chose libo? Whatever, it was an arbitrary spot. But either way, it's going to be equal relative to every person who's going to be holding the rope. So then the Mishnah says, Hayamodid v'higia legay, the guy or the gedim, the person, they get to a certain area where there's a valley, or perhaps there's a mountain, or the din is, you have to mavlio v'chozer l'midaso, you have to be mavli, I'll assume that means in just a second, then go back to the initial place, and chozer l'midaso, or if you higia lahar, if a person gets to a mountain, mavlio v'chozer l'midaso, you have to mavlio and go back to the original place. It was mavlio, mean we'll see more in the Gemara. But let's say you get to a mountain or to a valley. So let's say the valley. So valley, if the valley is wider than 50 amos, I can't stand on one end and the other guy hold the other end because the 50 amos won't reach. It's too big. So you have to go down a little bit to the east or to the west, an area where hopefully the crack gets a little thinner, whereby you can have the rope extend over that valley, and then you measure over there, and then you return back to the place where you were. So you kind of go off, off the path a little bit to go over the valley, go a little bit further until you could get to a parallel place, to back to the original place. So let's say, for example, I'm building it here. I'm going straight out of my city. I go straight up like that, and there's a valley here. So you move over to where the valley gets thinner, you cross over there, and then you draw back to there and continue on that way. That's exactly how the Gemara is saying to do it, because they wouldn't use more than 50 amos. Obviously, using 100 amos rope might be a little bit more helpful, but they only are allowed to use 50 amos, so you need to go to another area where it's shorter, and then go back. So just read that inside the Mishnah one more time to have that clear. The Mishnah says, Hayamodeid, if you're measuring a gil lagai, you get to a valley, olagadir, or to a fence, mavlio, again here, you're going to an area where you're being mavli, where you're trying to absorb the valley, go over the valley, an area where you can, and then chos lemidasa, and go back to the original line that you were trying to measure. And again, higia lahar, you get to the mountain, same thing, mavlio, v'choser lemidasa. The Mishnah now continues on the top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph. It says, "Hu bilvad shel yete chutz l'tchum." So when you go off to the side we mentioned, to find the area where it's more narrow, you can't go further than the tchum. We'll see why that is in a second. Okay. Right now you're measuring before Shabbos. It's not Shabbos when you're measuring. So really I can walk as far as I want on an Erev Shabbos. The problem is, the Gemara is going to tell us, if I'm going off to the side to find a narrow area, and that narrow area is 2,000 amos from where I'm actually making my straight line, the concern is, if a guy knows that I went around that way to draw my rope, they're going to think, oh, on Shabbos I could also go outside the 2,000 amos. So they created a virtual 2,000 amos, whereby you can't use that narrow area if it's outside the 2,000 amos that we're working with. We'll get to it in a second. What do you do if you have no option? Let's say there is no valley, there is no mountain that's narrower than 50 amos, then what's the next approach? So the Mishnah says, "Im einu yachal lavlio, if you can't find the narrow area within the 2,000 amos to have the rope go over 50 amos, so the next option is bezo amar Rebbe dustai baryanai mishum Rebbe Meir shemati shemekadin behar. Mekadin literally means you make a hole. You make a hole right through the mountain, right through the valley. But we'll see in the Gemara what that really means is you have to measure in the following way. It's just so interesting how they use measuring in mathematics back then. So the way it would work is they take a 4 amos long rope and you measure down the slope. So, you can't go 50 amos over because it's 60 amos wide. It's not going to reach. So you do 4 amos at a time. So I stand here. I'm standing up. So my foot, if you have actually a picture here, if you have the masifta. So I put a rope in the bottom of my foot, 4 amos. the guy is now on a slope. So his head, now he's holding up the rope, so four amos. Then below him, there's another guy, four amos, and four amos, four amos. So you're kind of going four amos at a time straight. It's going down the slope, but you're having the proper horizontal measurement that you need. So four amos, four amos, four amos. Again, there's a picture if you want to take a look, if you can see it from there. You see there's like three, four guys here standing. So there's a rope, that guy's leg to that guy's chest, that guy's leg to that guy's chest, and you just concern with the horizontal, and eventually you have the, I don't know, 60 amos wide, you make it away, make the whole way across, and then you pick up from the other end to continue to measure the 2,000 amos as needed. So that's the other option when you're stuck. Now we're going to see in the Gemara, let's say the slope is really steep, let's say you can't really have a guy like that, we'll get to all those details, but as I said, this is a very technical daf. So that's the Mishnah. So Gemara now wants to know, how do you know that you're supposed to use a rope for the 50 amos? Where's that based on? It seems pretty arbitrary. So Amar of Yehuda Marav, Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Orech HaChatzer Me'a Ba'ama, the length of the Chatzer, the Mishkan, was 1,000 Amah. V'rochav Chamishim B'Chamishim, and the width is 50 by 50. Now, we don't really need the second B'Chamishim. It really should be 100 by 50. What's a Chamishim B'Chamishim? So we learned, so the Gemara says, Amar Torah, Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amah Midod. When you measure, B'Chamishim means you should use a rope of Chamishim. How do you measure the Mishkan? Again, Me'a Ba'amah, Rochel Chamishim with what? B'Chamishim, using a rope that's 50 amos wide, that's how you measure things. So just like that was used to measure the Mishkan, so too that's how we should measure a 50 amos long rope should be used to measure the Tchum. So Gemara says, Hai mi baile, but we need this Joshua. For another drasha we learned much earlier in the Masechta, and Daf Chav Gimel, Hami Bailei, Litol Chamishim L'Sabeb Chamishim. We had a din when it came to the measurement of a carpet. If you remember back in Chav Gimel, we had to use 50 amos of the chaser, and we spread it out, and we took it, and we kind of separated it as a circle around the city area. That created a whole complicated shear of 70 amos. That was a source of 70 amos and a little bit more to create the shear, the proper shear of a carpet. Nothing to do with measuring a tchum, though. So how do you use the same pasuk, the same word b'chamishim, to teach two separate drashas? And the Gemara says, imkein lemakra chamishim chamishim. The pasuk could have said chamishim chamishim to teach me just one of the drashas of the karpif. What does it say? My chamishim b'chamishim, the extra beis, shmas mina atart. We can learn two different concepts. One is the how to measure karpif. Number two is how long the rope should be used when measuring for the tchum. There is a discussion in the poskim whether or not this concept of measuring is a din deraisa, or it's simply an asmachta ba'alma, the simple understanding that the levush prima gadim say it is it's an asmachta ba'alma, but there are those who do think it's actually a real drasha midaraisa. So then the Gemara says, now we've established the source of using a 50 amos long rope. The Gemara says, lo pachos for lo yosef. The Mishnah says you can't use longer than that, nor could you use shorter than that. Tani, the Braisa comments, lo pachos mipnei shemarbe. If you use a shorter one, if you take a rope, it's much easier to pull a rope and make it stretch out a little bit if it's shorter. If it's long, it's very hard to pull a long rope and make it stretch out, because for me to go all the other end to pull it, it just doesn't stretch as much as a shorter rope. You don't have the strength, you don't have the ability to create the force needed. So if you use shorter ropes, 10 amos ropes, let's say, and when you pull it, you're going to get a little bit, 10 amos plus a little bit more. And each time you're going to get 10 plus a little bit more, you're going to get an extra shear that you really shouldn't be getting. And if you're using a low yosa, you shouldn't use a longer rope, mipnei shumimai, because if you use a longer rope, what happens is if a very long rope is going to sag in the middle. So you're going to lose some of the proper shear that's there. So if it's too short, too long, it doesn't really work out. Apparently 50 amos is a perfect length whereby it's not too short, it doesn't sag, it doesn't get too tight, and that's what the Gemara's svara is. So then the Gemara says, so now we establish how long the source, it shouldn't be longer, it shouldn't be shorter. So now, what material should we use for the rope? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Asi, Ein modedin ela bechevel shel afsak hima. That's the type of rope. What does that even mean? My afsak hima. Amar Rabbi Abba, Nargila. Well, my Nargila, we don't know what any of these things are. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Dikla Dechad Nivara. So Machlok is what this means. It seems like it's something that wraps around a date tree. Date tree, that was the type of material that was used for building, using this rope for measuring the tchum. Ikadami, others say, my afsakima, Rabbi Abba Amar, Nargila, and Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Dikla Dechad Nivara. So there might be a machlokas of what exactly materials, but some specific material that was needed to use for the rope of the tchum. So now Tanya, the Raisa comments that Amar Bishuben Levi, Ein lecha sheyafe lemedida yoser mishal shalosh shabarzel. You know the best type of rope to use? Is a chain. A chain of barzel is the best type to use. But what am I supposed to do? The Torah says, now the Maariv Tzachias points out, it says Amar Torah, but it quotes a pasuk in Zechariah. It's in pasuk in Nevi'im. So yet we still see that Nach could be Amar Torah. But he says, in the end of the day, even though the best way to measure is like the, you know, measuring the 10 yards, they use a chain, that'd be the best way to measure the 50 amos, the 2,000 amos using a chain. But the Torah says, use a rope, use a chevel. So the Meiri points out, simple understanding is, you can't use a barzel. But the Meiri thinks, really, the truth is, really, you can use a barzel if you wanted to. It says, Yoser, Einacha Yafel Medida, Yoser Mishal Shabarzel. He quotes two days, whether or not you are allowed to use a chain, but it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch Levi Paskin, you're only allowed to use this particular type of rope. So the Gemara says, really, you can only use a chevel, mida? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, regarding Yechezkel, Uv'yad ha'ish k'nei hamida, and when it came to measuring the base of Migdash, a man would use a k'nei hamida, which is a reed, not a rope, a k'nei hamida, not the chevel. So it's not true, not only a rope is usable for measurements, even a k'nei hamida is permitted. Gemara says, ahul l'tare, tare is Aramaic v'shar, for the gates. That's the base of Migdash. We don't know reasons why. But the base of Migdash, the pasuk in Yechezkel says, use a k'nei hamida, use these reeds. When it comes to measuring other things, we say use a chevel. So different context, different materials. So Tanya Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef points out, shloshe chavalmei. There really are three ropes we find in halacha. This is a good trivia question you ask your kids if they're learning Gemara well. Where do you find in Shas three different ropes that are used? So the Gemara says, shel magog, shel netzer, and shel pishon. And they're all different materials. Magog is where we're using the k'nei asof, the reeds in the water. Netzer is the material of a ravos that's wrapped around the date trees of some sort, it seems. And shel pishon is the flax. So these three ropes are? Yeah, so that's one of them, exactly. So one of them is shel magog, excellent. Shel magog, you got one of them, right? Shel magog lipara. So magog is a rope that's used for paraduma. Ditnan kifasua b'cheva hamagog. They wrap the paraduma together with this type of rope. Unesanua agave marachton. They place it on top of the altar outside where the paraduma was shechted and the whole maisa paraduma was taking place. And they use this material. The Mefarshim point out because it wasn't makabel tuma. They're very machmed not to use anything that's makabel tuma for the paraduma. So that was reserved for the paraduma. Shel netzarim lesota, as Andy said, for the sota case, it's non. V'acharkach mevi chevel mitzri v'koshel l'malam medyadeh. When you're dragging her in the base of Mikdash, this place and that place, and we kind of make her hair look disgusting and tear her clothing, and we wrap a rope around her chest. So that's using a chevel mitzri. And the third example we have, or third instance, is shapishon of flax if l'medida. When it comes to tchum Shabbos, we're using this pishon. Now I don't know if pishon, it seems different than what we mentioned before about this nargila. But maybe it's the similar type of a genre. I'm not exactly sure. But these are three areas where we find the significance in halacha of a rope, and different ropes they are. So then the Gemara says, now about the actual measure. We have 50 amos, not longer, not shorter. We found out the material and other areas where you see use a type of rope. So now, hayamodeh v'higia, the Mishnah said you're measuring, and you get to a valley, you get to a mountain, which you can't go through. It's longer than 50 amos. So mitetani choser lemidasa. From the fact that the Mishnah says you go back to the initial line which you've been measuring, mechlal dim eni yachol lavlio. If a person is not able to be mavlia ahead in front of you because the valley is too wide, the implication is, as we mentioned already in the Mishnah, holech lemakom shiach lavlio. You find a place that you can send the rope over the valley and mavlia. Then your mavli means your belay. You absorb. You ignore the slopes. You just go straight over the valley. And then sofa kenegem midasa, then you kind of look back and get back on track to the initial line that you were trying to draw out. So that's in Choser. That's what we had mentioned.
You have a man left on the other side, so you can just see that you're exactly in the same place as him.
You have to measure it out straight, and then when you get to a place where there's no valley back where you were, then go back the opposite direction, not to the left side, wherever you are, and then continue that path.
Can't go.
I just drew the thing. You go straight, you go to the side, jump over, go back that way, and then continue going up.
Wherever you left off.
Yeah. You continue on that line.
There's always another guy holding the rope. Is that, as you're walking, is the guy holding the rope?
I don't know what you mean.
In other words, there's a guy holding the rope, one guy holding the one rope, and the other guy's holding the other rope.
Yeah, yeah, otherwise it doesn't make sense. I can't hold the rope, someone has got to pull the other end. So you got to keep it straight from libo libo. I think I have another guy do it also. I'd love that for the same two people, but it always has to be two guys holding the end from Libo, the Mishnah said. Has to be that straight line. So then the Gemara says, Tanina, we learned in a Brayso Lahada, Tani Rabbanan, Hayamoded Vigil Midalaga, you're measuring, you get to a valley. Im Yachal Avlio Becheva Shachamishim Amam Avlio. If you're able to use 50 Amos, it's able to cross over the valley, it's not that long. Then Mavlio, you should be Mavlio and just go straight over with the guy on the other end of the valley. Vim Lav, if that's not able to be done, it's wider than 50 Amos. Holech Lamakum Shiachal Avlio, like we saw, go to an area where it's narrow, where you can be Mavlio over the valley. Mavlio, and then Sofa, go back, Chosel Midasa, go back to the original line that you were measuring. If it's mu'ukam, now there's machlokes, Rashi tells us what mu'ukam means. We're going to go with the second pshat in Rashi. Mu'ukam means if the valley kind of goes circle. And if you go this way, no matter where you go, it's going to be as wide. And the only time you could find an open area that's more narrow is when you're kind of behind where you are. If I'm facing north, and the valley just goes mu'ukam around the whole city, so the only narrow area is now the opposite end in the northern part, so then that doesn't help me. The fact that I could cross over here, I need to get the tchum on the other side. So it only makes sense if you're able to find the mavliya on the same direction you're looking for. But once it's mu'ukam, the narrow area is in a different direction. That doesn't help me for the direction I'm trying to go in. So that's what the Gemara says, im haya gai mu'ukam. If it's mu'ukam, if it circles around the valley, the city, makdir v'ola, makdir v'yorid. You should do the process we mentioned about the slope. 4 amos and the guy below, and 4 amos the guy below, and use that approach in order to measure properly to overcome the valley. Higila Kosa, if you get to a wall, however, ain't omrim yikov hakosa, we don't say draw a hole, just go through the kosel, el omdo v'holichlo. So when it's a wall, that's now there's no slope, it's just straight down, up, you know, straight. So now here, we don't say draw a hole in, we say, you know what, just do an estimate. In reality, we can't figure out how wide the wall. You could climb on top of the wall, measure how long it is, and then do the whole process. But the Gemara says, you know what, don't go through the whole the hassle of that. Just estimate how wide you think the wall is, and then go to the wall, and then continue behind the wall with the rope after that point. Just do a measurement. Just do an estimate, rather. So Gemara says, why do we do an estimate? V'ha'an and t'nan, don't we say, mavliya v'chozul midaso? Don't we say in the Mishnah, you should be chozul mavliya? Find an area where it's more narrow, cross over that way, and then go back to the original spot. Why, when it comes to the kosel, we say, you know what, just estimate how wide it is. And the Gemara answers, because Hasam over there, when we said Choser Umavliya, that case of trying to find the area that's more narrow, or try to figure out the slope and go down that way, because Hasam Nicha Tashmishte. We're talking about a valley, that the valley, it's usable. It's not where it's a straight slope. It's a slope that's usable. So since it's usable, that's considered part of the use of the person, and we want to try to be more exact when it comes to the Tchum Shabbos. However, hacha by the kosel, lo nicha tashmishta. The wall is not usable. It's straight up, but straight down. There's nothing to really use about it. So we're not so concerned about the exact measurement of the wall. And therefore, they say it's enough to simply have an estimate there. So Gemara now says, last two lines here on Amud Aleph here. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, lo shanu elosh ein chut ha-mishkolos yored kinegda. So what does this mean? It seems that when they would use this, so you have the guy in the valley. So the guy in the valley, and they're trying to measure out the 4 amos, the guy below him, another 4 amos. So they'd have a little rod, a 4 amos long rod, and then there'd be a rope with a weight would kind of fall down. And wherever it fall, so that's where the guy below him would stand, and then he'd do another rod and a rope where it'd fall on the next side. But that's how you'd kind of measure it out. Now, this whole concept is only true, lo shanu ela she'ein chur ha-mishkalos yori kinegdiv. It doesn't go below him. Well, I'll say it, it's kind of backwards how the Gemara says it. I'll say it outside, and then we'll read it back inside. If I'm standing here on top of the valley, and my line goes all the way down, there's no slope. It goes straight down. It's a zakuf completely. So then there's no need to be mavlio. We just, what you should do in that case is just don't measure, just climb down the valley, and just start measuring where you are, straight. There's no slope to work with. So if it's straight down, so that's what Lasha means, that lo shanu, we only teach the din of 4 amos, 4 amos, 4 amos, ella she'ein chut ha-mishkolos yori kinegdo. If the weight doesn't go straight down, which means the weight stops, something stops it on the slope, that's when we have to do 4 amos, 4 amos, 4 amos. In contrast to that, on Beis, about but if, on Nun Chesem Beis, if the chut ha-mishkolos, if the string with the weight, yori kinegdo, goes all the way down, straight down, there's nothing on the slope, which goes mamish like a wall, straight down, then the din is yori kinegdo, modido medida yafe. Just measure a straight medida. What that means is, if you look at Rashi in the top line of Amud Beis here, aval im hayachur hamishkolos yori kinegdo. If the weight of that string just goes all the way down to the bottom of the valley, svasov zakufam od, it was a very steep slope, there's pretty much no slope. Shein misrachek svas tachta mikineged svas Gova Dal Amos, where the top on the cliff and the bottom of the valley, there's not much of a difference in the horizontal measurement. Ein mida midrono mimait midas hatchum aide kider. The slope doesn't affect the tchum. Ella, what you should do is nechnas hatochel, just climb down into the valley, umoded karkei alsof, and just measure straight the valley midida yafa, just straight line kikarkei chalaka. V'yotu l'svaso, when you get to the other end, mashim midas v'holich. Right. So the only in essence, what we're saying, without the Gemara's makes it a little bit more complicated than we have to make it. If there's a slope, you have to measure the slope, the four amos of the slope, as you know the horizontal length of the slope. If there's no slope, you just jump off the cliff, not even just climb down the cliff, and you just measure straight. You don't need to take into account the slope because there's no slope. It's just the wall. So we imagine everything as if everything's just kind of a straight line and just measuring straight. That's what the Gemara says, which seems like a simple understanding. So then the Gemara asks two lines down on Amud Beis. V'kama omko shagai. How deep could this valley be? Amar Yosef, apayim. The din is, let's say the valley's really, really, really deep. So then at that point, the Gemara says, you can't measure anymore. If you look at Rashi, two narrow lines down, apayim. If the valley's, even though it's steep, it's like the Grand Canyon, it's more than 2,000 amos deep, that you can't measure as part of the tchum. You can't just ignore. You can't just climb to the bottom of Grand Canyon and just continue 2,000 amos because the height of that drop is more than 2,000 amos. Rashi says again, apayim ava yosim mikam. It's more than 2,000 amos deep. I feel yachol avliu. Even though you can avliu, let's say it's 50 amos wide. I can throw a rope to another guy on the other side. In theory, I could do that. But the drop is so deep. The Rashi says, "Einu mavliyo el mekader." You have to use a. You can't do mavliya. You have to use the mekader, which is a dal amos. So I was wrong, actually. Not where it's a steep slope per se, but let's say it has to be steep either way. But it's not straight. In theory, there's a slope there, but it's a steep slope. So there's a steep slope, but the distance is dal amos, but the slope goes 2,000 amos down. So the only time I can be mavliya over if it's more narrow than 50 amos is only if the bottom is not 2,000 amos away. But if the bottom drips down 2,000 amos, I can't be mavliya. I actually have to do take into consideration the entire slope of that drop. Okay, that's just some. Okay.
If there was some sort of a bridge between it, you would consider that part of the. In other words,
good question. Yeah, I would imagine so. If there's a bridge, then we don't view that as being a dip. I would imagine not. It comes by Long Beach, actually. When people walk over to Long Beach, there's a question whether it's in the tchum or outside the tchum, if you have to or not. But the fact that it's just a bridge, they measure the bridge straight. You have to measure, you know, the slope down to the water and things like that. But yeah, if there's a bridge, I think it's considered straight path.
Even though that bridge opens.
I don't know what happens when it opens. You shouldn't cross it at that point. No? Okay. So the Gemara then says, Eisive, three lines down, Abaye, Amuk, Me'a, V'rochava, Chamishim, Avliya, if the valley is 100 amos deep and 50 amos wide, you can Mavliyo. Vim alav, if not, ein mavlio, one's not allowed to. It sounds like if it's more than 100 amos deep, you would not be able to go. So how come, we said before, 2,000 amos is the limitation where you're allowed to be mavlio, 50 amos, but here, the Brisa says, 100 amos is a limitation. If it's deeper than 100 amos, you can't be mavlio, even though it's only 50 amos wide. And so the Gemara answers, Hu damar kachem. He holds like the Acherim, Detanya Acherim omim afilo amok apayim rochav chamishim mavlio. Our discussion above, Rav Yosef held like Acherim that you do allow for 2,000 amos dip if you can mavlio 50 amos. Even though Abaye held like a different opinion of the 100 amos, but there's machlokas if it's 100 amos deep or if 2,000 amos deep is the limitation. Ikadami, others have this discussion a little bit differently, that Amar of Yosef, Afilo Yeser Mapayim, he says even more than 2,000 amos deep, he would allow you to Mavliya 50 amos over that valley. Come on, who does he hold like Rav Yosef? The Lo Katanakama, Lo Kachem, he doesn't hold like either one, not like Tanakama holds 100, and not like the Achem who hold, it's 2,000. So the Gemara says that Hasam, Shein Chur HaMishkos, Yorid Kinegdo, Hacha, B'Chur HaMishkos, Yored Kinegdo. So it depends on the circumstance. Over there, when there's a machlokas, whether or not it's 100 amos deep or 50 amos deep, that whole discussion, that's when the chud hamishkalos does not drop straight below you. It actually stops, meaning there's a slope there. So when there's a slope, so we say, okay, if it's 100 amos versus 50 amos, that's 100 versus 2,000 amos, that's the machlokas. Hacha here, when it's a valley that is just straight down, it's a steep drop, then chud hamishkalos, yored kinegdo, drops all the way down. Apparently, chachamim were more makel, or even if it's more than 2,000 amos, because part of the measurement is how people are able to walk. So If there's no slope, it's straight down. No one can walk on that. So we're allowed to, according to the Rav Yosef, you could ignore that entire slope because there's no slope. It's straight down. So you could just jump right over the valley. If there's a slope, however, people would go on the slope sometimes. So since it's part of how people walk, then you have to take that into consideration. And then there's a machlokas. Do we allow 2,000 amos or do we only allow 100 amos deep? That's the machlokas, whether we can allow for the mavliya or not mavliya. But once it's straight down, nobody's going to use that. We're able to view it as a person going right over that that valley. Okay, the Gemara now says two dots. Not two dots yet. Amar Avimi Arba. Arba Amos, he says. V'chein Tani Rami B'Yecheskel. Arba Amos. He says that... Eskib Alain here? Oh. V'chein Echura Mishkolos Yorid Kenegdo Ad Kama. So when the Mishkolos doesn't go down until how far? I mean, I mentioned this before. In other words, how far does that rod have to be? Right? If I could, in theory, I could stand on the top of a cliff and I could send out a 20 Amos long rod and drop my weight and it might hit the bottom floor. So at what point do I acknowledge it and I could circumvent that whole slope? So how far does my rod have to be to test out whether it's going to hit the bottom or whether it's going to hit a slope? And the Gemara says, Amar Avimi, Arba, V'chein Tani Rami B'Yecheskel, Arba. So we test out the first four amos from the cliff and you drop the weight. Will it be stopped by some type of slope or is it going to go all the way to rock bottom, and in which case it would have no slope to take into account? So Gemara now says, Higila Har Mavliya V'choz L'midaso. So after you've, back to the case where you had a valley that was longer than 50 amos, you have to find an area that's shorter than 50 amos, then you go back to the original line that you were trying to measure. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Shanu, it's only true, this din, that your mavliya, the har, only ela bahar hamislakit asara mitoch arba, which means 10 tfachim over 4 amos. So then the slope that we're looking for, that when you walk a distance of 4 amos, will get you a depth of 10 tefachim. So 10 tefachim is 40 inches or so. 40 amos is more like, what's the measurement of them? It's whatever. So 4 amos is like 24 tefachim to 10 tefachim. That seems to be a ratio. 10 to 24 or so, that's the ratio. So if you are covering a distance of 24 tefachim and you're covering a height of 10 tefachim or a depth of 10 tefachim, so that's the measurement that we're looking for. And that's when you measure the proper slope. Aval bahar, Hamisakit Asara mitoch Chamesh Amos, but if it's a situation where you walk a distance of 5 Amos to get to 10 Tvachim, which is a much less slope, right? If I'm walking this much, let's say this is the height I need. The 10 Tvachim is the given right now. So if it takes me to walk, let's say this is a 4 Amos here, so 4 Amos, 10 Tvachim, it's going to be much steeper slope than if it's 5 Amos to walk here, I could actually slope it much lower down. If it's flat, everybody gets flat, I just measure straight. I don't need to do the 4 amos. If it's really high, everyone agrees I need to do 4 amos. If it's somewhere in the middle, so Gemara says, only if it's a slope of 4 amos to 10 tvachim, do I need to do the mikadro din. But once it's 10 tvachim over 5 amos, where the slope is much lower, I can just measure straight. Even though there's a bit of a ramp there, I can measure straight to the rope. I pull that way. I don't need to just take into account the horizontal. I can do the slope just straight as the 50 amos rope. So that's what the Gemara says. And then again, Naval Bahar Mislakit Asara Besoch Mitoch Chamesh. If it's 10 tvachim within 5 amos wide, then Modudo Medida Yafa. You just do a straight line of the Medida. Even though it's on a slope, it's on a slant, you could still pull a 50 amos rope up or down the mountain. And then the Gemara Rav Huna, Braid Rav Nosan Masna, he taught Lakula. He felt this was actually more Lakula. In which way? Amar Rav, he taught the statement. Lo Shanu, the only time we teach the din of Lahavliya or Lakadro, where we try to ignore the slope, we just try to go horizontal and we ignore the slope there. Ela Bahar Hamislakit Asara Mitoch Chamesh. If it's you're covering a ground, a length, 5 amos, and you're getting a height of 10 tefachim, that's when you have to be Mavliya. Aba Bahar Mislakit Asara Mitoch Arba, if you are on a slope that over 4 amos and 10 tefachim, which is a higher slope, then omdo v'halachla. All you have to do in this case is simply do an estimate. You don't have to do a fancy measurement. You don't have to be mavliya. You don't have to be mikadro. Just estimate how wide you think it is, and that's apparently sufficient. So then the Gemara says, uvavad shlo yete chutz l'tchum. When you get to that valley, we had said in the mission, it's wider than 50 amos. You need to find an area where it's more narrow, and then you come back to where you originally had started. So my time, and what's the reason we say, if you go outside, if you need to find that narrow area of the valley, if that area is outside the tchum from where you are, you shouldn't go there. My time, what's the reason? Because Amar Rav Kana, Gezeira Shema Yomru Midas Tchumim Balakan. A person might think, oh, because I know when he measured it, he had to go over this area that was less than 50 amos. That's probably within the Tchum. And people might get confused, and therefore they were gozer not to utilize anything that's outside the Tchum. So then, Imeni Yachal Lahavliya, with 10 Amish, if you're not able to be Mavliya, so then what you do is Makajin, which was the 4 amos, 4 amos, 4 amos. That was the other approach. So Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says, Katen Makajin, how does one do this? So I already told you, but now the Gemara is going to say it inside. Tachton Kenegali, but the bottom guy holds a rope, this 4 amos rope, connected his chest. Elyon, the guy above him, connected him ragal. So if it goes to the guy's foot, who's standing above me, and then his, the next guy, the chest to the guy's foot, and so on, like we saw in the pictures. So Amar Abaye says, Naktinan ein makadin ela b'chevel she'arba amos. When you use this rope for makadrin, you should make sure to use no longer than a 4 amos long chevel, 4 amos long rope. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barvua, ein makadrin lo b'egle rufa v'lo b'ar miklat mipnei she'en shal Torah. When we use this concept of measuring, it's only allowed for tchum. Now, even though you say tchum might be the raisa, the machlokas, but at the end of the day, this kula only applies to tchum Shabbos. When it comes to Egla Rufa, when it comes to measuring our miklat, how far the miklat is, and how far the tchum of our miklat, or how far the closest city to Egla Rufa, there we don't play any games here. We just go a straight mita, even though it might be in a slope. We don't do makajin, we don't do mavliya. We just simply use a straight rope and just measure, even though there might be a slope. Okay.